a new session of Rise Up Springfield Businesses Education Program. 16 new Latino businesses now operate out of the Eastfield Mall. Gas prices shoot up. Retired Springfield K-9 officer Mr. Warner needs involved surgery. And Mark Auerbach Artsbeat report, it's all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to the month of March and its very first day. Now, we've all heard that great old expression, if March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. Well, what's behind that? The Farmer's Almanac is good for this kind of folklore. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the weather mythos stems from ancestral beliefs in balance, meaning if the weather at the start of March is bad, roaring like a roaring lion, the month should end with good weather, gentle, like a lamb. The Paris Review outlines a few origin theories for the March folklore, including an astronomical connection. In March, the Leo zodiac is the rising sign, and when we reach April, it's a ram. Farmer's Almanac highlights other March-related weather folklore, like, as it rains in March, so it rains in June, and so many mists in March, so you see, so many frosts in May will be. Well, this year's spring equinox, the first day of spring for the Northern Hemisphere, falls on March 20. Today's inspirational quote is about loneliness. You can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes. This comes from the great philosopher Winnie the Pooh. Actually, A.A. Milne. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy. Some afternoon flurries, even some light snow. Highs 36 to 40, the winds 5 to 10 miles per hour from the south. Now, tonight, early light snow, flurries clearing overnight, lows 26 to 32 degrees. Mayor Sarno, Chief Development Officer CDO Tim Sheehan, and Deputy Director of Economic Development Brian Connors will join with Valley Venture Mentors as they kick off a new session of the Rise Up Springfield Business Education Program. The class will include approximately 15 small business owners and is funded through the city's Community Development Block grant. This makes the program free for the businesses to participate in. Mayor Sarno also will join with State Senator Adam Gomez, State Rep Carlos Gonzalez and Orlando Ramos, and Massachusetts Latino Chamber of Commerce Director Andrew Melendez as the chamber congratulates the 16 new Latino-owned businesses operating out of the Eastfield Mall. According to a new survey from AAA, gas prices in Massachusetts are at about $3.42 a gallon. Now, that's up 24 cents a gallon over the last month and 98 cents higher than last year. State leaders said they believe the spike in crude oil prices is the result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. There are several financial assistance programs that the state offers right now, and they're designed to help residents afford oil to heat their homes. But when it comes to financial assistance at the pump, you're on your own. Those programs don't exist. All tenants at the Silver Brick Mills building, formerly known as the Cabotville Industrial Park, must leave the property immediately. This announcement from the Chicopee mayor. A total of 55 businesses will have to vacate the three buildings at 165 Front Street by March 31, as the property was deemed structurally unsafe by the city. Silver Brick Properties failed to maintain the fire sprinkler system. Chicopee is informing tenants that they cannot assist with relocation costs or legal advice, but have provided the following sources for legal help: Hamden County Bar Associate, Massachusetts Bar Association, and Community Legal Aid. Joining us right now with an Artsbeat report is our Artsbeat reporter, who's got his nose to the grindstone, or instead of the grindstone, the stages of the region, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Chester Theater returns to its home base in Chester, Massachusetts for its summer season, which opens with Daniel Elihu Kramer's Pride and Prejudice directed by Kramer, who's beginning his seventh season as the theater's artistic director. Kramer's play reimagined Jane Austen's classic in a world full of bloggers, chat rooms with Austen herself. Anna Ouyang Munch's Birds of North America, a portrait of father and daughter navigating climate change in their relationship, follows. The Berkshire Award winner James Barry headlines the cast of Antoinette Nwandu's Passover, directed by Christina Franklin. And the season ends with the world premiere of Darcy Parker Bruce's To the Moon and Back, staged by Kira Nutton and starring Tara Franklin and Ray Burke. For season details, chestertheater.org. My Fair Lady, Lerner and Lowe's celebrated musical adaptation of Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, plays the Bushnell Broadway series March 8th through the 13th. This new Lincoln Center production, directed by Bartlett Sher, won 10 Tony Award nominations during its acclaimed Broadway run. My Fair Lady originally opened on Broadway in 1956. After a world premiere in New Haven, and it won a slew of Tony Awards, made Julie Andrews a superstar, and broke all kinds of box office records during its time. The musical is adapted into a successful film, starring Rex Harrison repeating his Tony Award-winning performance and Audrey Hepburn, and it boasts a score that contains now classic songs as I Could Have Danced All Night, The Rain in Spain, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. My Fair Lady stars Shireen Ahmed as Eliza Doolittle and Laird McIntosh as Professor Henry Higgins. For performance details, bushnell.org. Berkshire Theatre Group has announced its 2022 season, with performances scheduled at both the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield and the Unicorn Theatre on its Stockbridge campus. Once, the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical will be staged by Greg Adelman at the Colonial, along with the Bram Stoker gothic thriller Dracula, directed by Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award winner David Auburn. The Unicorn Theater opens its season with the world premiere of Tara Wilson Knopf's Broken Code Birdwatching, a timely play about a woman representing a black teen accused of murder. Jerry McIntyre will direct and choreograph the Jason Robert Brown musical Songs for a New World, and Eric Hill will stage Edward Albee's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Seascape. For details, berkshiretheatregroup.org. K&E Theater has announced its ambitious season in Northampton. Artistic director Eddie Zitka stages Altar Boys March 24th through the 27th, and Hedwig and the Angry Inch will be presented June 23rd through 25th. Andrew Lippa's The Wild Party turns Northampton upside down October 7th through 15th, and K&E presents Believe, its holiday show, in December. For details, ketg.org. The Big Broadcast, the jazz ensembles of Mount Holyoke College's tribute to the golden age of radio, will be streamed from Mount Holyoke on March 11th. Created and directed by Mark Gianfrido, the musical variety program, featuring well-known tunes from the swing and big band era, has a new MC this year, Brenda Garten-Schoberg as Julie Graham. Details can be found on the Jazz Ensembles of Mount Holyoke College's Facebook page. And Harvey Fierstein, the prolific playwright and star of stage and screen, comes to Hartford's Emmanuel Congregational Church March 14th. To chat about his new memoir, I Was Better Last Night, which is available starting today from Alfred A. Knopf. Fierstein's plays include Torch Strong's Trilogy, La Cage aux Faux, Kinky Boots, and Mrs. Doubtfire. For details, marktwainhouse.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Mark will also be by later in the week with a review of a show for you. Retired Springfield canine, Mr. Warner, spent 8 years serving and protecting our community. He retired in December 2021. He's scheduled for a significant surgery in March after developing numerous health issues. Mr. Warner assisted in hundreds of arrests throughout his career with Officer Eric Blair. He also assisted in numerous missing persons cases and other investigations alongside the Massachusetts State Police. He received the 2021 Animal Hero Award by the Dakin Humane Society and the North American Police Dog Association's Outstanding Service Award in 2019. Mr. Warner has been a part of the Springfield Police Department since 2014, and he got his unique name from the Warner School 5th grade class that won an essay contest to choose his name. Officer Blair added Mr. to his name as well. Since his retirement, he's been dealing with numerous health issues. Quite a few of them, I may add. His family wants Mr. Warner to have a chance at a comfortable retirement. Mr. Warner is scheduled for his exploratory surgery to remove his tumor for March 28, 2022 in Sturbridge. Now, if you'd like to assist in these growing medical costs for Mr. Warner, we can point you to the official GoFundMe page for Mr. Warner. And I will thank you for joining us on our Tuesday voyage here, and we'll be back midweek tomorrow, Wednesday, for our next new program, up online in the daytime and available to you on demand throughout the day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.